Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, I thank you, I give you praise, I lift your name on high. Be thou exalted, be thou magnified. Speak to us this morning. Grant us what it takes to understand your word. May we become doers of your word and not just listeners to deceive ourselves. Lord, grant us your grace. Grant us that which it takes to receive your word in good faith. I thank you, Abba Father, for an answered prayer in Yahushua's name. Amen. I want to welcome all of you again to this morning cool of the day daily devotional. The Walking Voice, the sixth episode. And we are still dealing with the principles of Eden. The principles of Eden, part 4. And today, we are going to look at the next principle. That is the principle of obedience. Obedience. We saw fellowship. We saw leadership, we saw housing. We are going to look at obedience. Obedience. Don't forget, we also looked at education. Precious people of the way, there is a need for us to understand the guiding principle of a place. so that we will live to the fullness of that particular place and never ever to lose that which the Lord has planted in such places for us. Precious people of the way, Eden life is a life of obedience. In Genesis chapter number 2, verse 15 to 17, it is clear that the Lord God now commanded man that, look, I've given you so many trees, but there is a tree that you ought not to eat. And in the day that thou eat thereof, thou shalt surely die. So after he planted man, put man in the garden, gave him instruction, knowing his purpose, he gave an instruction. He said, you can eat of all the trees, they are free. But for the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. Don't eat from that particular tree. Don't eat from it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. The consequences of eating was not kept from man. It was open unto man. Now look, if you eat in that very day, thou shalt surely die. It is a sure way. Precious people of the way, man had not sinned, but there was instruction, there was law. Because Yahuwah himself is law. His word is his law, and his word is he himself. Anywhere you find no law, you will find no God. I repeat, many people have asked, why would there be a law right in the garden, in his presence, a place of delight, where the knowledge of sin, where man had not sinned? Precious people of the way, if Yahuwah is at a place, one sure way to know that his presence is there is when you see his word at work. And where his word is, it becomes law. I repeat, the absence of his word is absence of he himself. Where there is no law, Yahuwah can't be there. The words of the king is so powerful. There are many people who are yet to understand this simple truth. Therefore, they find it difficult to walk with Yahuwah and to live with him. Because you can't live outside his presence. And he who desire to live in Christ must be ready to live in his word, because his word is law. Psalm 119 verse 103. Psalm 119. Psalm 119. The verse 103, Psalm 119, verse 103. Let's look at something there. So, anywhere, he said, how sweet are thy words unto my taste, ye sweeter than honey, sweeter than honey. Precious people of the way, what you see as law is rather for your benefit. His word is sweet, therefore his law is sweet. So the giving of a law in the garden is actually a giving like honey. Now, right in the garden, because Yahweh is Yahweh's presence, there was the need for the law to be there. So therefore, he instructed man that, look, I've given you so many things, but you should not eat from one particular tree. And in the day thou eat, thou shalt surely die. Because his word happens to be a testimony. It's a testimony. And if anyone does not speak according to his word, which is the law, there is no light in the person. How can you live in the presence of Yahuwah without light? People of the way, when you read Isaiah 8, the verse 20, it is clear that his teachings, which is his law, is also his testimony. So, how will you now have a testimony? How will you now have a testimony? Testify about the existence of Christ without his law. How can he be where there is no order? And it is law that brings order. So the presence of the Most High, you will see his word. And where his word is, it becomes law. In fact, if he says, love me, it's a law. He said, this is the new commandment. Love the Lord your God. So, absence of law is absence of Yahuwah. Because he lives in his word, and his word is him. Anywhere you find yourself, that is why there is no lawlessness in heaven. Because it's a realm of God. The lawless one could not have a place in heaven. He was cast down. Because he said, I will be like the Most High. I will live as I want to live. That is an error. So, adding life is a life of obedience. When you come to Christ, when you are in Christ, you are no more in yourself to live according to the law of the natural body. You live according to the law of the new body, which is Christ. That is why you become part of the body of Christ, the church, which is ecclesia. So it is no longer you that live, because you live in a new place called Christ, Yahusha. Inti yawo emra ewe uradim. If you live in yourself, that is the old nature. You can live the way you love, you want to live. But as you live in Christ, there are guiding principles. There is a law, because his word is law. You can't go where you want to go. You can't do what you want to do. You can't say what you want to say. So let's say you are sick. You can't say, I am sick. Let's say you are weak. You can't say you are weak. He said, let the weak say, I am strong. Because you are now in him. You are not in yourself, which is the old you, to live according to the law or the pattern of the old you. Paul told us two laws. So the first law, which is the natural law for your body, this your body, this your tent, this your house, precious people of the way, it is no more going to, you are not going to live by that law. You live by the new law, which is the law of Christ. So in Eden, in the garden, there was a law. Don't eat it. Eat everything, but don't eat this one. So he telling them that they should freely eat of the others. It is also a law. Because the command of a king becomes a law, established law. You can't do anything about it. So it is not only the don'ts that is a law. The do's are also law. If Yahusha, our Messiah, if Yahuwah, God Almighty, tells you, sit down here, it's a law. When he tells you, don't sit down, it's a law. Many people's eyes are on the don'ts and they have forgotten the do's. They are all laws. So eat freely. It's also a law. You ought to eat freely. Don't eat this one. It's also a law. Praise me. It's a law. Worship no other God. It's a law. Love your neighbor as yourself. It's a law. Love the Lord your God is a law. Don't fornicate is a law. So it is both the do's and the don'ts. Many people don't know that prayer without ceasing is a law. Because before the king, all what he says becomes established law. You can't change it. So right in the garden, there was a law. And they needed to obey. That is why you can't be lawless and live in the presence of the Lord. You see, when people go to the house of the Lord, they said the presence of the Lord is here, and you see no order, you see lawlessness. I tell you, it should tell you that there is something wrong. Do you know that obedience is a test of love? Obedience is actually a test of love. If you love me, obey my commandments. So, we are tested to about the love we have for him by obeying a certain law, commandment. There can be no commander without commandments. So if he is the commander, if he is the bishop of your soul, if he is the Lord and master, if he is your God, there should be commandments. If you love him, you obey him. And you know, the realm of God is a realm of love. You see, you can't live in him without love, because where you are living is love, is a realm of love. For God is love. God is not trying to love anyone. He is love. So he who lives in Christ, he who is in God, is in love. And you will be tested. He who does not obey him, does not love him. That is why you can't claim you love him. You are in Eden. You've been restored back. And yet, you obey him not. No. That is a problem. So, obedience is a test of love. Once a while, examine yourself and see whether you really love him. And whether you are still living in the realm of love. Whether you are still in God. Because that is a proof that you love him. It's when you obey him. You see. So, as I said last time, that Eden is, you know, a place of faith. So, therefore, obedience cannot be separated from faith. Obedience cannot be separated from faith. He who claim having faith, yet is lawless, a rebel, has no faith, because faith only exists in God. You can have faith only when you are in him. That is why faith comes by hearing. Until the word comes, you have no faith. How can you have faith without him? So therefore, if you are living in Eden, if you are in Christ, if you are dwelling in his presence, his secret place, if you have a strong relationship with the Father, I tell you, your faith will grow. Your faith will grow. Because faith is acting on the word. It's an action word. You see, that is why we walk by faith and not by sight. So we act. That is when you are walking with the Lord, you are walking with the word. You are living the word. That is a Hebrew phrase. So faith is acting on the word. So you can't claim you are in Eden. You have faith and you are not obedient. It doesn't go. Obedience can't be separated from faith. And the Bible says we live by faith too. The just shall live. The just, the righteous shall live by faith. Not by vitamins. Not by, rice or eating 3 times in a day. So many people have gotten this thing wrong. In fact, the prophet Habakkuk in Habakkuk chapter number 2 verse 4 spoke of this. Habakkuk 2 the verse 4. He said, "Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. And life exists only in Christ." We start living when we are born again. Because of Adamic sin, we died. There are many walking corpses. So you only live by faith. So if you are alive and you are in his presence, you are in Garden of Eden, you are in Eden, you have a relationship with him, you have to obey. Lawbreakers have no faith. Because faith makes, faith is that which causes you to live in Yahuwah. So the realm called love, Christ, you can only live there by faith. That is why many people are unable to walk with him. Because they are not ready to obey. They are not ready to walk according to the word. They are lawbreakers. What has the Lord told you to do, and what has he told you not to do? This becomes law. They were tested right in the garden. Genesis 2:15-17. Don't eat it. They ate and they lost their place. I tell you the truth. He who wants to live in his presence forever and spend eternity with him must learn to be obedient. The first Adam disobeyed and died. The last Adam, Christ, obeyed unto death. That's the difference. Philippians 2 verse 7 to 8 is clear. Philippians 2 verse 7 to 8. Without obedience, you can't die to self. You see, an old song, trust and obey, for there's no other way. Trust goes hand in hand with obedience. He said, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death on the tree. You can imagine, this is so powerful. He obeyed even unto death. One disobeyed and died. One obeyed unto death. You see, the issue is this. Many people want to obey when everything is okay. But Yahusha obeyed even unto death. You see, the Bible says his death pleased the Father. Right in the garden, Gethsemane, he said, not my will, but your will. One took his will in his sense in the Garden of Eden. The last Adam said, your will, O Lord. And it was the will of the Father for him to die. So he obeyed. You see, you can't be a disobedient child and walk according to the will of the Father. He who wants to walk according to the will of the Father must be obedient. So right in the garden, Gethsemane, he saw death. He was praying, he saw death. His sweat turned to blood. You can imagine. He said, well, because it is the will of the Father, and I came to do the will of the Father, that is obeying him, I have to die. He obeyed, died. One disobeyed, died, so there was no life. One obeyed, died, and resurrected. People of the way, when things are going on well, the going is so easy, and you obey. You have not obeyed anything. Real obedience comes when the going becomes so tough. When you see that which will happen to you on the tree, but you still say, I will do it and please the Father. Listen to me. Abraham obeyed the Father, and it was accredited to him as what? Righteousness. Yes. So you have to learn to obey. Obey him no matter what. Obey the Father. No matter how sweet that fruit from the tree is, no matter how many people are doing it, don't do it. It's don't do it. There is no window in Yahweh's word. You don't pick and choose. You don't choose the word you want to obey. As for this one, it is so hard. This generation, you cannot live by this. You have to live. No, no, no. You have to obey no matter what. Because obeying is an act of faith. And this faith is what we live by and we walk with. He who walk by faith and live by faith is in Christ and is walking with the Lord. There is no way
There is, you see, so when you see Christ, you see obedience. And the Bible says he pleased the Father. He's an epitome of obedience. He obeyed him. True obedience is in Christ. It's, you see, let me tell you something as I end. In this generation, many people are seeing grace as an act of disobedience. No. Anything from above, okay, cannot live according to the dictates of the flesh. Okay? Anything from above, the Bible says, if the thing is born from above, it is of God. So grace came by Christ. Christ brought grace. You think grace will be disobedient? Grace came by him. So anyone who is claiming of enjoying grace, living by grace, but very disobedient, that person is yet to be born again. The person don't know him. The person has not been born again at all. I'm ending. Trust and obey. Obey him no matter what, especially this end of time, because it is a test for your love for him. Don't fail. Don't fail this test. There is a promotion waiting, eternal life. There is a place you will be. At the end of it all, our end of service benefit is living with you forever. And you can only be promoted when you pass a test. And this test is a test of obedience. I will find time and talk about the 7 tests of obedience. They are biblical. Yahusha went through all. May Yahweh bless you. May he strengthen you. I pray that you will live for him today. It is my prayer that you won't fail this test. It is my prayer that you will love him more than ever. I pray that no matter what that will come your way, you will stand for him, live in him, remain in him, love him, and obey him only. Take care of yourself. Today, we will deal with the day 5 of the Nehemiah's project. Don't miss any of them. Follow them up. Yahweh bless you. Bye-bye.